can talk louder if I need to.
This one? You girls got questions?
This one.
Well,
this one right here.
It was canceled, so most of the people now think it was canceled.
Yeah. We were getting ready.
We were just getting ready to leave.
Well, we don't have anything, I don't think. Jim, talk to us. What's the scoop? You still there? Hello?
Can you hear me now?
You still there? How do you unhold? It says hold. Push that. Hello? Are you there? Can you just start over?
Yeah, I can just call.
527-412. Okay, hang it up. Okay, it's hung up. Yep, bye. Yeah.
Chuck?
Yes?
I have Commissioner Strappes on the line.
All right.
I'm here.
Okay. I'll call our meeting back to order and... We've only got two of the employees left, but yeah, go ahead and explain what the scoop is.
Sure. So as the people as everyone knows, Chuck and I voted to we voted to accept the sick leave policy per legal review by Bob Paulson. Bob Paulson forwarded on to our legal counsel that we use from NAC, Ivan Schrader, which is with the Loan Bomb organization. They came back to yesterday with some legal wording that is contrary to what Chuck and I and Danny approved. And so what it caused is now we have to go back and see if we can even do what we're trying to do. Two of the legal things that are big hindrances to what we're trying to do is it is in the legal opinion that we do not cash out the sick hours to dollars, but rather transfer the hour to hour. Well, the problem we have, the first problem that we're trying to work through is if, say, one person makes $10 an hour and transfer to someone who makes $20 an hour, obviously that's not a one-to-one transfer. So we're trying to figure out how we can transfer hours without not paying the different wage rates. The other problem we have is we're having a constitutional issue of doing 50% of the accrued hour. If you remember, the policy was going to be if you work 1 hour and you make $10 an hour, that cash value was going to be $5 or half of your current rate. Well, we are being told and advised that we cannot do that for government. So Bob is now redrawing what we can and cannot do, and we simply ran out of time. When I got my first legal draft this morning, this afternoon with Chuck about 11 o'clock, that's when Bob was notified that it's not right. He's been working on it, but ran out of time. And that's really all I've got to say, Chuck, at this point, is that it's not dead. It's just a matter of we've got to find the legal loopholes that have caused the process to stop.
Okay, very good. Well, we'll set another meeting just as soon as we know something.
Okay, well, Bob was trying to get done today. He ran out of time because he had parent-teachers conferences as well as I did. But I believe he is trying to get it done by tomorrow so we can put on the agenda for Monday. I know that's my goal.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
That's what I wanted to be official.
Very good. We'll recess until later. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Brett, the only thing I can see is...